Rebbeim, Mashgichim, and of course our beloved Talmidim. I'm reminded of the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that Rav Idi, the father of Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, would travel 3 months in each direction to spend one day in the Beis Medrash. And the Gemara says that the Talmidim, who spend more time, the Rabbanon, who spend more time in that Beis Medrash, used to poke fun at him and call him a Bar Berav Dechad Yoma, a rabbinic scholar for a day. Yeshiva asked me personally at the beginning of the year to spend time teaching online this year, and I haven't spent a lot of time in Yeshiva. It didn't take me 3 months to get across the bridge this morning. But that feeling of coming back to the Yeshiva and being able to see the Talmidei Yeshiva in this way is very, very special. And when the Talmidim were laughing and saying, oh, look who showed up in the Beis Medrash finally. So Rabbi Yochanan darshaned at that time, the Pasuk in Yeshaya. V'osi yom yom yidroshun. And Rabbi Yochanan said the following drasha. That it could be, there's a situation, if it's called upon, if it's necessary, that a person spends a filu yom echad, even one day of being osik the Torah, and it's ma'alei lav kasav as if he spent the whole year learning Torah. And the truth is, for people like myself who have not had this bliss to spend a lot of time in the Beis Medrash within the walls of our yeshiva this year, there's a feeling you come back and immediately there's a sense of having been here all along. Today we're going to pause, we're going to take the opportunity to thank the Talmidim and the Rebbeim who had the schus and also the fortitude to be here throughout the year. This is our way of collectively pausing to thank one another, to reflect on what it means, b'makom she'ein anashim hishtadel lios ish, in a place where there are usually many more people and there's a shtickle void to step up, and the Talmidim who made the extra effort to be here and to maintain the stability of the yeshiva, to make sure the yeshiva is still thriving, and that the Kol HaTorah is felt in the Beis Medrash, albeit in an unusual time. It's an opportunity for us to say thank you to you. Medrash says in Tana Debe Aliyahu, Im ra'isa yisurin chein memashashin uvon alecha, if you see a world, or as an individual, and a person feels yisurin, rutz l'divrei Torah, umiyad ha'yisurin barchin, run to divrei Torah, and immediately the Yisurim will disappear. We've worked very hard as a yeshiva, as an institution, the Gadol, to make sure that we were able to come to the Beis Medrash this year and to do so in a safe way. But of course it stems from a place of understanding that when the world is chaotic and when things are out of control and there's tremendous Yisurim, Bechlal uVefrat, and I'm reflecting of course on the course of the past year as well as the last couple of days, there's a sense that we need the yeshiva more than ever. There's a sense that the yeshiva gives us stability to our lives and when the world is chaotic. Many of us probably learned this year, Psachim Daf Nun Amud Aleph, the end of the third parak. Olam Hafach Ra'isi, that's what we've seen. We've seen it this whole year, we've seen it all the more so as Kali saw these last couple of days. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach explained that a yeshiva is called the yeshiva not just because people sit there. In fact, Chazal tell us that until the period of Rabbi Gamliel, people would stand while they would learn. Sitting while we learn is a chiddush, it's a chalisha sadas, it's a chalisha sadoros. Why is the yeshiva called the yeshiva? I said Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, because a yeshiva is a place that allows for yeshuvo sha'ol. It allows the world to be normal when the world is not. It allows the world to be stable when the world is not stable. Bilam HaRasha looked at Klal Yisrael and said, what do you need yeshivas for? Moshe Feinstein explains the klala of Bilam HaRasha. Was the Jewish homes are beautiful. What do you need yeshiva? What more do you need than a Jewish home? Matobu Alecha Yaakov, what Bilam was saying in his bracha, which was laced with curse, and a curse which was obviously filled with the Ratzon Hashem of Bracha. What do you need a yeshiva for? You have your Jewish homes, you have your Jewish families. That's enough of a place to maintain the Mesorah. And of course, Klal Yisrael's response is absolutely not. Because what we get from our homes is one type of limud, is one type of Mesorah. What we get from our Rebbeim, what we get and gain from our Chavrusas, what we draw from the walls of the Beis Medrash, especially in times of Yisurim, is something that we can't live without. The yeshiva creates yeshuva sha'ol. It gives the world stability in times which are unstable. So today, again, is just our opportunity. Again, I feel funny as a Bar Beirav D'Chad Yoma, trying to insert myself back into the yeshiva. But to be here just today, to be able to say thank you as someone who wasn't in the yeshiva all that much, say thank you to the Talmidim and the Rebbeim who were able to keep the yeshiva going strong. Today on the 36th day of the Omer, chesed should be a yesod. To thank you for the chesed and the mesiras nefesh that you had to keep this yesod, to keep this foundation so strong and so stable. So I want to just bless everyone with the bracha of the Gemara in Yoma on Daf Pei Vav. And it's true about each and every one of you. The Gemara Darshan's, the Baisa says, on the words, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, Sheyehei Shem Shemayim Mishai Val Yadcha, that it's not enough to just love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the privacy of your dorm room, or as I've spent much of my year with my Talmidim from a distance, at my basement, on Zoom, but it is the responsibility of a person who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reflect that love outward. Sheyehei Shem Shemayim Mishai Val Yadcha, that the world looks at you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes more beloved in the eyes of the world because of the sensitive and balanced and delicate and dedicated way that you live your life. That we say about a person, that he's able to strike a balance between being a source of inspiration to the world, with the deep respect for his rebellion, with the dedication to study Torah. What does the world say about it? Not just what we say in the Beis Medrash. How does the world look at our yeshiva and see the way that we function this past year? Ma'abrios omo salav. Ashrei aviv shalimdo Torah. We thank our parents for giving us the opportunity to learn Torah. Ashrei rabo shalimdo Torah. Oy lahem lebrios shalo lamdu Torah. Chaval on a world that had to go through the tzaros of this past year without a yeshiva, without a place of Torah. Chaval for them. Oy lahem lebrios shalo lamdu Torah. Because Ploni Shalimdu Torah, because those in the Beis Medrash, and those who are connecting to us from a distance online now, who are also part of our virtual Beis Medrash, those who learn Torah, Ploni Shalimdu Torah, Ro Kama Noten Derachov, Kama Mesukana Masa. How beautiful are his ways. How much are we transformed by that connection to the Yeshiva. So again, thank you to everyone here. First and foremost, to our Rebbeim, to Mashgichim, and of course, to our beloved Talmidim, who made the effort when it wasn't easy, but Makom Shein Anashim Shtadel Yos Ish, to work a little bit harder to make sure that our yeshiva would remain vibrant and strong. And Mirtz Hashem, moving forward, we should only, in good health, be able to continue to bring more and more Talmidim and more and more rebellion back to the yeshiva, and continue to learn that the Kol Torah will continue to grow stronger and stronger, and be Eskol Tzadik Meher B'Minyan.
Thank you, Rav Moshe Tzvi, for starting us off. I'm going to continue with the theme of Hakaras HaTov, a little more befrat. Just one idea, a few seconds just to contemplate something that I've been thinking about, and then to get into the Hakaras HaTov. For those of you that will be graduating, that this might be the last few weeks that you'll be here physically in yeshiva, or at home, those joining us on Zoom right now. For those days, maybe just the summer, Mirtz Hashem, you're coming back next year. Hopefully we'll have a fuller Beis Medrash, more Talmidim around. Just one thing to think about for a few seconds when you have a chance. A lot of talk has been this year about 6 feet. 6 feet, 3 feet, 6 feet. Halachically, 6 feet basically is Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos. Let's take some of the lessons of thinking about one's Dalet Amos. Of taking the Dalet Amos of Halacha, of taking all the Torah and all the Torah values and lessons that we have, that we've filled ourselves with during the year or years here in the Beis Medrash or in other places where we've learned so much, and to make sure that it comes with us wherever we go. The Dalad Amos of Halacha, the Dalad Amos of Torah, wherever we find ourselves going forward. Hakaras HaTov, one of the hallmarks, trademarks of a Ben Torah is to be Makir Tov, to realize and to appreciate so many others that have done so many things to make things wonderful for us. So I wanted to, this is an opportunity today to be Makir Tov Bichlau for all the Talmidim that made the effort to come back this year. No one was chayiv to come back. No one had to be here in yeshiva. It was an opportunity to continue the learning, to continue college classes from home. The chevra that made this yeshiva experience so fantastic as it's been for those who have experienced it here day in and day out. It's really hakaras hatov to every single one of you that are here. If I can name everyone's name, I would try, I would do it, but really every single one of you, for those who are watching as well, we have the yeshiva has hakaras hatov for your efforts. More bifrat, in this unusual year, the Sori board, the student leaders of the yeshiva have really stepped up. And we really owe each of them a tremendous hakaras hatov. Over the years, the administration, myself and the other Rabbanim and the Mashkichim, I've worked with the Sori board and the Sori presidents and vice presidents, everybody, and they've been excellent. Not to take anything away from anyone before, but this year, in the challenging times, the Sori board has really stepped up to create a chevra here in yeshiva with the programming, and not just to continue doing things as we've always done them, but really making it geschmack in the extent that they're able to do so, that we're able to do so for the yeshiva. So I just want to point out and thank so much, if it's appropriate to clap at the end, not in the middle, that might be appropriate as well, to Akiva Poppers for all of his dedication, countless hours of details. If anyone knows Akiva details come together. So many aspects of the yeshiva, with the minyan signers, with the Shabbos, with the incentives, with all the extra programming that went in, and him being joined as well with Zev and with Yoni, and the enthusiasm that they brought to all the ideas. There was so much that we counted on the Talmidim this year. Let's think together. How can we think things differently? What more can we do? What more can we do for the Talmidim? And as well as Effie. Effie began a dedication to the yeshiva even before the first day he came to campus. That's one of the advantages of Zoom. He was able to help out before he even came to yeshiva as a Talmud of the yeshiva. He said, what can I do to help? So these examples and these Talmidim, we really need to appreciate for all of their efforts, and we really owe a tremendous hakaras hatov. I also want to thank Brother Herschel Hartz, who's really come on strong in the last few months, representing OSL and all of our coordination together as well with the OSL office. And finally, definitely Acharon Acharon Chaviv in this aspect, all the Talmidim and all of Soli and all of us really owe a tremendous hakaras hatov to Rabbi Eitan Schnall, who behind all the other things that are going on here that we don't even see or know about, I definitely don't know everything, he's really been the force behind keeping the yeshiva vibrant, keeping things going. Also very detail-oriented to make sure that everything is done as it's supposed to be done, and really making things at geschmack for the chevra that's here. So we would really wish our thanks and hakaras hatov to all those that did so much here at the yeshiva. The next part of the program, we have a zikrus, have a siyum. At the end of the year, we have a siyum. I'm going to call for Rabbi Rofet to introduce the Messiah and those that are participating.
B'chvod Rabbanim, dear Talmidim, it's great to see everybody. I'm excited and proud to speak briefly about the IBC Siyum. Baruch Hashem, this man, our students in IBC, completed Masechet Megillah with Rav Heshi Reichman Shlita. Bezer Hashem, we have a goal to finish at least one Masechta each man, looking forward. And I just want to say that our goals really shouldn't be limited just to our GPAs, to our Robinhood accounts. Ideally, really, we should strive to have goals in life, not only when it comes to those things, but to our learning, to our own personal growth, our own personal accomplishments that we're looking forward to. Whether it's Daf Yomi, whether it's finishing a Masechta, whether it's exploring an area of Torah you have yet to learn, we should all have goals. because those goals become the anchor when the world becomes very chaotic. The way that we all spend our time at YU, especially for those of you who are graduating, the way we spend our time at YU ends up echoing into the way we spend the rest of our lives. And I encourage us all to hopefully act accordingly. In a moment, Ben Wade will join us and act as a shir representative. He'll say some divrei Torah and do the siyum. I've missed many things since the Kadosh Baruch Hu unleashed COVID onto the world. But one thing I missed the most is hearing Ben Wade's Kriyat HaTorah and Reuben Shul. So we couldn't hear your Kriyat HaTorah throughout the last year and change. It's your first day back, I think, in over 13, 14 months. But I'm looking forward to hearing the Hadrons. Mazel Tov to IBC, Mazel Tov to the Yeshiva, especially all of you who tried so hard to be here. I hope the Yeshiva became your anchor and hope it continues to be your anchor as things move forward. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
So before I begin, I just want to quickly thank Rabbi Reichman for giving me this immense opportunity to represent and finish the Sefer Megillah on behalf of my shir and IBC. Thank Rabbi Benny Rofe for making the logistical presence here possible today. And to my knowledge, thank Rav Schnall for organizing this event. But before I begin, I just want to thank each and every person sitting here today. And let me explain why. Last May, it was probably the last time I've been on campus in a long time. And I had come because I had to gather whatever belongings I left in March. I walked into the Morgenstern dormitory building. I was the only person there. Lights were off, no security guards, nothing. Honestly, one of the saddest things I've ever seen on this campus. And I thought, considering I was graduating the next year, I would never return. That would be it. But here we are, a year later. Craziness, despite everything that's happened, here we are. People, Base Matrix is full, as it's supposed to be. And I just want to say thank you to everybody here, because I feel extremely blessed to see this place as it's meant to be before I leave this campus for the very last time in a few weeks. So with that, a very big yasher koach to all the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rebbeim, and of course the students for bringing Yeshiva University back to what it's meant to be. And may you all be zocha to see this place in the months to come, without the barriers, without the masks, and with this base measure so full to the point where there's no room for any seats at all, and there's just no room even to move like a stampede, like, I don't know, what Shavuos will hopefully be, or maybe what some of the stars will be, but with that, I'll move on to the Gemara. So, by Davar Moshe es Moav Hashem B'nai Yisrael. So the Mishnah quotes a pasuk from Sefer Vayikra, where Moshe is declaring to B'nai Yisrael, basically to appoint seasons or festivals for Hashem. Mitzvah shiyu koren osan kol echad echad bizmano. The mitzvah of these holidays is to read the Torah portion relating to them, each one in its appointed time. So Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a braisa. Moshe tikin lahem liYisrael shiyu sho'alen b'darshim. Moshe enacted for the people of Israel that they should inquire upon and expound on these various holidays. Binyan Rosh Hashanah, Hochas, Pesach, or Pesach. They should inquire, they should occupy themselves with the halachas of Pesach on Pesach. Hilchos Atzeres, Batzeres, Hilchos B'chag, B'chag. They should occupy themselves with the halachas of Shulis on Shulis and Sukkis and Sukkis and so on. Hadron Alach B'nai Ha'ir U'slika Lo Mesechas Megillah. Hadron Alach Mesechas Megillah V'Hadron Alach. Datan Alach Mesechas Moed Mesechas Megillah V'Datach Alach. Low Miss Nishe Minach Masekas Moid, Mesekas Megillah below Sish Nishe Mina Lobe Alma Hadin below the Alma Dase. Yeratom of Anaka Dral Hanaway will say no. Shitahato Rasha, Emunas, Emuna, Umanu Seu, Baolam Hazar, was hey, Imanu Laolam Haba, Hanina Rav, Bar Papa, Rami Bar Papa, Nachman Bar Papa, Achai Bar Papa, Abba Mari Bar Papa. Rafam bar papa, Rakish bar papa, Surfa bar papa, Ada bar papa, Daru bar papa. Our now deny Lohanus, the voice of Scott, the funeral of Vivos, I'm Fabes Israel. And Yan Kalano, Anakam, it's the end of the day, I'm Fabes Israel. Kalani de Shemeka, Bronde Sorsefa. May Oyve Tefakmeni mitzvosefa, Kila Olam, he lee. He lee be summoned Bukhukeka, Laman lo Evers, the Olam lo Eshkaf. Ki vam yisi. Baruch atah Adonai lamdeinu shulchecha. Amen, 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 selah v'ed. Modeh anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lehei Eloheinu. Shesamta chalkenu miyoshvei beis hamedrash v'losamta chalkenu miyoshvei koronas. She'anu maskimim v'heim maskimim. Anu maskimim l'divrei sora v'heim maskimim l'dvarim v'tolim. Anu amelin v'heim amelin. Anu amelin mekablin sechar v'heim amelin v'einam mekablin sechar. Anu ratzin v'heim ratzin. Anu ratzin l'chaya olam haba v'heim ratzin l'v'er shachas. Shenemar v'ata Elohim toridem l'v'er shachas anshe damim u'mirma lo yechetsu yemehem v'ani evtachba. Yehi ratzon l'fanecha Adonai Elohai k'shem she'azartani l'sayem meseches Megillah came to Azraine Lahaspil Mi Sektos Usforum Aferim Ulis Ulisayamam Luma the Lame Lishma Vlasos Lukayanis Poldivray Samal Tor Sakabiava Uzakus Kala Tanim Ba Moraim Visamigha Fumim Yama Li Uzari Shalo Samush Atar Mipi Umipi Zari Vizera Zari Ad Olam. This is Kayan B the Hishal Laleka Tamche Osaf the Shachbacha Tishmon Alecha Bahakitzos Ki Seshi Fecha Seshi Fecha Ki Bi Yirbu Yamecha Biyo Sifu Lecha Shanos Chaim Orech Yomim Bimina Bibismola Osher Bechavot Adonai Zema Yitain Adonai Barech Mosul.
Rabosai, it was my privilege to be the Rebbe for two groups of Talmidim in IBC. And in the short span of this past term, actually, just half a year, we were able to go from the Masechet Megillah. And approximately 50 Bachrim all told did it. And I have to say that the Shkida, the Hasmada, the dedication of all the Talmidim was incredible. Take attendance every day, and attendance was well over 95% for the whole Zman, on an average. So I should talk to all the Talmidim who did this tremendous feat. And the word Hadron rings very loudly in my ears and in your ears, that this is the beginning of repeating and continuing on to the Sechta, to the Sechta, and to finally do Shas, and it's Hashem B'Kalo. Our learning Torah was dedicated to the memory of Remei Fulda Zitzal, who was the Rebbe for Gemara and IBC for close to 50 years, and I have the privilege of filling his very big shoes a little bit, and his memory should be a zechus for everybody in the yeshiva. I want to thank Dan Hala, particularly Rav Kowinski, and Rav Rofe for tremendous support, incredible dedication to the Talmidim and to our yeshiva, and made this amazing feat happen. And at this point, I'll say the passage. Yiskadal Yiskadash Meraba Domog was it is had to Lahaye Mesayo Ulasokalhaye Almo Nekatod Mishalain Ushakle Hekle Gabe Lumekapukon Lukome Ava Lasolo Pukona Bishmael Asrei Yamir Kushabu Huba Malkutay Kore Hayakon Rimachon of the Hyde Hobesi so ail Bagalov is Manko Ribin Wamain. Yisparach, yisabach, yispar, yisumam, yisnasei. Yisadom, yisalev, yisalo. Shmei v'kutcha b'vichu. Leilom, yikol, b'chosov, yishirosov, tush, b'chosov, nech, mosov.
Amen. קודם אבונדי בשמי זהרוג נו אמן יש לנו אבא משמי וחיים צד מלאים ועל כל ישראל נו אמן עושה את המם המוק ואנחנו יעש שתום מלאים ועל כל ישראל נו אמן נעזוב
We're able to sing and to smile today because of the Torah, because of what we have here together, because of the accomplishments of so many of you, the accomplishments of the Talmidim. Otherwise, it would be very difficult to smile. Came down a little late. I apologize for much to be watching the wedding in Eretz Yisrael of the son of one of our Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Bednar Shlita in Eretz Yisrael. And watching them try to, in Eretz Yisrael today, to try to bring joy to the Chassidim power. Such a difficult time. Vayhi acharei Mos Avraham vayivarech Elokim es Yitzchak b'no. And it was after a tragic death, the loss of Avraham, Nu, Teseva, loved by Yamim, but Avram Avinu died. And it's at that point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses Yitzchak. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sota that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to pay a Sheva call to Avram, to Yitzchak, because he lost his father, Avram Avinu. But the Chassam Sofer suggested that this was not just a Shiva call, it was a brach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings, when a person dies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a special bracha to others so that they can continue what that person was doing. Yitzchak was given this bracha specifically when Avram died. Specifically after a time of tragedy. It's then there was a special bracha to Yitzchak because now Yitzchak would need to carry on. Whenever a great person dies, and we lost so many great people this year, not just in Lag BaOmer, young people, we lost so many gedolim this year, so many grandparents, parents. Explains the Chassam Sofer in the words of his great grandson, Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer. That the Torah scholars that continue through the death of great people, through the death of righteous people, are given somehow a bracha that they should now accomplish, that they should be able to achieve their potential, because they need it. And in this way explains Rav Kornitzer, who was a Rav in Krakow till 1933. This is the idea of a hilula. To make any sense to have a party on the day that someone died, even a great person, especially a great person. Shimon Bar Yochai died on Lag BaOmer? Probably not. But let's assume he died on Lag BaOmer. So what's the point of making a big party? He died that day, a tzaddik died. There are many reasons why we celebrate on Lag BaOmer. But a hilula, explains Rav Kornitzer, is because on the day that a great person dies, a blessing is given to the world that we should be able to continue. And on the first year, at the time of death, at a time of sorrow, we're still in Shiva from Lag BaOmer, it's difficult to celebrate. The loss is too great. Even though there was a great bracha given to Klal Yisrael on Lag BaOmer, the strength for all of you to continue, the strength for you to take the places of people who didn't make it past Lag BaOmer. You're all given that bracha on Thursday night. But you couldn't feel happy because look what happened. And when great people died this past year, when great tzaddikim died in the past, Gadolim died, somehow those of us who are here receive a blessing. When the person passes away, we are given a bracha. We can't celebrate at the time. But the next year and the next year, you don't make a hilula on the first time. Hilula on a successive yahrzeit. And this too is the way the Pri Chodesh understands Lag BaOmer itself. The Simcha on Lag BaOmer is not that the students of Rabbi Akiva finished dying. They died for 33 days. They mean they died on Lag BaOmer itself. We don't make a party because they finished dying. We made a party because some survived. And through them, Klal Yisrael was continued. We celebrate the five Talmidim who did make it through. And believe me, they didn't celebrate that Lag BaOmer in the middle of the pandemic. But they celebrated in future years because they realized that that wasn't the end, it was only the beginning. You've all accomplished great things, and today we celebrate your great accomplishments. And it is, and you should be proud of yourself to learn from this year. And maybe you didn't have your best year of learning ever. You're going to be very surprised when you get to Shemayim. Because Shvarak was going through your records and said, 79, 57, 81. That you learned in this room with mass and you pushed yourself and you stay up. Heroism. It's not the usual celebratory act. Because we lost so many in COVID. We lost so many gedolim. We lost so many last week. What we celebrate is Atem Nitzavim Kochem Hayom. That you're here. After all of the klalos, as Chazal tell us, lo asa eschem kuliya v'harei atem kayamin lefanim. Celebration is your future. Celebration is the Torah that you're going to learn. Not the Torah that you learned this year. The Torah that you're going to learn. Because you're all given a special bracha from this 5781. This is not the end. We don't celebrate endings in Yiddishkeit. We celebrate beginnings. I couldn't take my eyes off of this chasana in Eretz Yisrael to see how they were singing Yiddishkeit and Yishalayim, and the tears of joy mixing with real tears of pain. And then they just marched off from the. And they went back. They went forward. And the simcha that we feel as your Rabbein is to know that as difficult the year as this was, you're all going to take it from here and go forward. And you're going to continue to learn. And it's so much more important this year than any other year to talk about how you're going to continue to learn, that you're going to learn through May, that you're going to learn through June, to take that bracha and to seize it, the bracha that was given to you, that you're here when other people aren't, to take over where they left off, to consider even staying next year if you didn't have the year you wanted, to learn the new programs, to continue to learn after your graduation for a year, to learn to go weiter. That's the celebration, to cry under the chuppah. And then to say, we don't have a choice but to go forward. It's natural that the feelings that we have fade. It always happens. My guess is that next year, next week by Monday, we won't have this cloud still hanging over our head as all the shivers will have been. But what you will have then is a problem. The bracha that you didn't ask for, you didn't want to receive. But the bracha of Vayehi Acharim. The bracha of so many who passed this year. So many you know. And being given the baton by those people to you with a bracha that says, please, go weiter. Please keep learning. Please don't let it end. We wish we could be here ourselves. But since we can't, we now pass the baton to you. The simcha that we feel today, looking at all of you, students of YU, students of REITs, and saying, Baruch Hashem, attending Tzavim Hayom, you are here, and our future, therefore, through you, is secure. My pleasure to call upon President Berman to close the vote.
Thank you, Ernest Humer. Your incredible words, your amazing leadership, and everything that you do for this yeshiva and for our Talmidim. Thank you to Rabbi Kalinsky, incredible partner. It's been a rallying support for all of us in planning this challenging, difficult year. To all of our Rosh Yeshiva who are sitting here with us today, and to our beloved Talmidim, this is a very emotional moment. Very emotional moment after the tragedy. Last week. Still in the middle of Shiva in a very real way. Very emotional for me to be here at the end of this year. To be standing in the midst of all of you in person here in this place of drama. It's really very emotional to hear you say. I've been waiting to hear the song hit the drop. I'm singing to return to Ayurveda. Somebody join me in the mantra. I'm waiting to hear the mantra. Can you sing that? Is that okay? Is that all right? Preda, separation, it means so many things. It's this arbuvia, where you of a pain of a preda, but also the comfort of us being together. The point of a sudat preda is that we're together, that there's comfort in us being together. And especially after this year, we learned what it meant to be apart. We also learned what the precious is. What it means to be together. You know, one of the things I was thinking about, one of the psukim in the Torah that I've had a hard time understanding in the before, but recently just became much more clear. When Moshe comes down Har Sinai, Moshe comes down Har Sinai. He has the luchos in his hands. We're all close to the date. We're all about to celebrate the anniversary. Moshe comes down for Har Sinai. Hashem already has told him about the eagle. He told him about the eagle. Moshe comes down from Har Sinai and he meets Yeshua. And Yeshua says to him, Yishma Yeshua Tzolam Bereyavi Omer Al Moshe Kol Milchama B'machaneh. There's a sound of war in the camp. The sound of war. They're hearing the sounds. They're hearing the Egel Azav is going on. The Am Yisrael is under the mountain and they're doing whatever they're doing, the Egel Azav. And Yeshua to Yeshua, he hears the sound and he says, it's the sound of war. Vayomer and Moshe says, Ein kol anot gvura, ve'ein kol anot chalusha, kol anot anochi shomeh. It's not the kol anot of victory. It's not the kol anot of weakness, of defeat. I hear a kol anot. What does that mean? What does it mean that Moshe says, I hear a kol anot? And it occurred to me last night that there are two possibilities, two ways of thinking about this pasuk. First of all, a note, as Rashi speaks of, is Lashon Inui. It's suffering. It's distress. Now, Moshe is with Yeshua. Yeshua is going to be the next leader of Am Yisrael in the future. Moshe is with Yeshua. And Yeshua says, what I hear, I'll tell you what I hear. I hear the sounds of milchama. I hear the sounds of war. Something's going on and I'm interpreting it as the sounds of war. And what Moshe says, what I hear pain. I hear distress. Whatever they're doing, I hear the insecurity that's underneath it. I hear the suffering. I hear what's behind it. You know what I hear as a Jewish leader? The first thing that you need to hear is the distress and the pain and the suffering of Am Yisrael and the suffering of other people. That's the first thing that you need to hear. You want to be a leader of Am Yisrael, Yeshua? You know what you need to hear? You need to hear distress. When Am Yisrael is in distress, when people aren't in pain, I have to tell you, one does not need, sadly, great powers of discernment today to hear the utter pain. The utter pain and fear of Am Yisrael today. And that is true of Am Yisrael throughout the world. And especially true in our yeshiva. We lost one of our own, a son of our yeshiva. We lost a son of our yeshiva. The son of two graduates of our yeshiva. It was the grandson of graduates of our yeshiva. This is a yeshiva university family. We lost one of our own. And he was a Malach. Everyone has heard the Hasbazim yesterday and speaks to the Malach, an angel. Lived, embodied our values, the values of the Torah. Kol anot anochi shomeh, the distress and pain of all of us. And we'll be speaking about what we can do in the next couple of days to channel that pain and to think through the learning and the davening that we can do together and the comfort that we can bring to each other, to the family. Li'ilui neshama. The first thing is kol anot. Is this distress and pain of all of us, and especially those who knew, loved him so precious, so dear. That's the first call I know. Anochi Shomeh, that's what Moshe says to Yeshua. Want to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, listen to that. The first thing is pain. But there's a second understanding of a note that occurred to me yesterday morning, that Kol anot is the lashon la'anot, is to respond. It's a call that demands response. Yesterday, there was a gathering to celebrate a new book that we just published called The Rabbi of Buchen. And it's the story of Rabbi Herschel Schachter, who was the rabbi, the chaplain, who liberated Buchenwald when he served in the United States Army. And in the book, they tell the story. Rabbi Schachter was a graduate of Yeshiva College, a musmach of our yeshiva, serving in Patton's army in World War II. That when he was, during the war, he actually was exempt. He had full-time clergy status. He was exempt from going to war. He did not need to go. But hearing the stories of the Jews in Europe, the inui, the suffering, he felt compelled to enlist. When challenged about his decision, Rabbi Schachter explained, "How can I sit idly by when my brothers and sisters are suffering in Europe?" And Rabbi Schachter was inspired by the teachings of YU, the first rabbi to ever receive smicha by the Rav. And when Rabbi Soloveitchik was asked if it was permissible for an Orthodox rabbi to enlist in the United States Army to go to combat to World War II, he responded, "It's not only permissible, but it is the duty of every Orthodox rabbi to enlist in the armed services to provide spiritual guidance." Rabbi Schachter enlisted. He could not have known that he would be the Jewish chaplain to liberate Buchenwald and save thousands of lives. What's important at this moment is not actually what he did, but what drove him. Rabbi Schachter heard a call. It was not the call of war, nor was it the call of glory. It was the call of history. And he responded. In every generation, the call of history is different. The challenges change, circumstances shift. What stays the same is the opportunity to make a difference. And at this Sudat Preda, at the end of this year of our education, it's important to emphasize what we are inspiring you, what our education stands for. That we give you the Torah knowledge and the values and the competencies to live a lifetime of extraordinary personal and even professional success. What we seek to inspire in you is that you come out of here to make a difference, to be a leader and to be a person of impact. And one can do so in so many ways, whether it's on the world stage like Rabbi Schachter did, or on the ground in Israel like our thousands of graduates who've moved to Israel, or as part of our cohort of rabbis and educators who graduate from here to lead the Jewish people in their spiritual pursuit, or as Jewish community leaders in the United States and all throughout the diaspora, or simply by living our values in the labs, cubicles, and boardrooms, in whatever area you go into. This is the way that you can impact everyone around you. By bringing God into your lives, you bring God into this world. You sanctify God, your Mekadesh, came to mind. Great gift that we give to the Jewish people and to the world is you, our students. And the great gift that you received from yeshiva is the education and the experience that enable you to be inspired to answer the call of history. Ko la'anot anuchi shamer. When Moshe is teaching Yeshua, he's holding the lucha. They weren't broken yet. Moshe had to make a decision. In a moment, he had to make a decision. What he was going to decide will change the history of the world. He had to make a decision. And when Moshe said to Yeshua, "You know what I hear? Is kol la'anot. I hear the call of history beckoning. And what I do will make a difference." Especially this year, especially after all this year of COVID, we know that what we do makes a difference. And our actions matter. That our actions impact everyone around us. Everyone in the Beit Midrash, everyone in the Jewish community, everyone in the broader society. We impact each other. And what we should walk out of this year and think about in the Sudat Breda is how we respond to this call with the enormous opportunities that exist for us at this moment. As we end this year, we continue on our mission of bringing the Geula, of moving history forward. And there's a joy in this moment, is that we're confident in you, our beloved students, that you will get us there. Kol anot anochi shemea. I hear the distress. And I hear the pain. We need to hear the distress, and we need to hear the pain. And kol anot anot anochi shemea. We need to hear the call of history. This is a crucial year in your life. We've said often, your character formed during moments of adversity. This is a moment of adversity. Listen to the call. It's calling to you. And the joy and the simcha of the Sudat Breda is because we believe in you. And we believe this is just the beginning of incredible things for you in the years to come.
Thank you.